Today's S-Words podcast is brought to you by Vlaso Pickles, now bakers of Vlaso Jelly Beans. Vlaso, if you don't hear the crunch, then it's not a Vlaso Jelly Bean.
All right, hello and welcome to the S-Words Stuff segment. This is Stuff segment number 8. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Owen Fong.
I'm Lita Cho.
And I'm Michael Lee.
All right, so we're going back to a formatted Stuff segment. That's kind of new for us, Dom. Anyways, this week we're going to be talking about our top 5 anime opening songs, correct?
Opening only.
Okay, opening only. This is for any Japanese animation or anime or whatever you want to call it. Anyways, some stuff happened this week. Mr. Dom, I believe...
I finally get to talk about it because I've been playing Sporn games all week, and in specific one Sporn game, the Sporn game Baldur's Sky. It is mostly about science fiction and robots, but there's also porn tacked onto it because, well, in order to get a game sold in Japan, you have to have porn in it.
Boobies!
Yeah. See?
Oh, you mean a PC game in Japan.
A PC game specifically, yeah. I'm sure that in about a year, this game will come out with all the porn spliced out and just put on the PS2 or PS3 or something.
No boobies.
No boobies, probably, but nothing really worse than that. But anyway, I've been wasting my television. My big flat screen has been... devoted to Baldur's Sky, and then I will eventually tab out once in a while and use GChat and Twitter on my 47-inch large screen television.
Speaking of Twitter, did you hear about what happened to the mobile pho truck?
The timing belt blew out. They spilled some broth in the
during the earthquake.
During
too.
The earthquake, yeah. I didn't actually feel that earthquake.
No, I didn't feel it.
It was centered around Morgan Hill somewhere, so in
Where
South
is that?
Bay.
Oh, okay.
Morgan Hill is right around Gilroy.
Yeah, I was in the city during that time. There's no way I felt it. Anyone else?
Nope. I didn't even know there was an earthquake.
You're in Sacramento, Mike.
Was it,
so
it was five? Far, far away.
It was a 4.4.
Oh, whatever. That's not an earthquake.
Nothing.
All right. So let's go straight into the stuff we picked out this week. Top 5 anime theme song openings. Dami, would you like to lead us off with number 5?
Well, I'll start off with my honorable mentions because I refrained.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
I refrained from doing that too much last week, but this one's a little closer to my heart because mostly songs are how I learn Japanese. Anyway, my honorable mentions are the opening to Sakura Taisen, which is one of the songs where I first learned how to pronounce Japanese words.
Geki.
Back in, like, 1996? 96
is when the first game came
out.
Yeah,
back in 96, I spent an entire summer just treating it like a code to crack. After that comes Eureka 7's opening days, which Danny and I have gotten...
You guys performed that.
We performed that at a karaoke contest. My voice cracked because I was trying to go too high. Oops! Then there's Getter Robo, which we have a lot of fond memories of doing at karaoke, because it's silly and I get to shout.
Get the gat!
And the other one is the Evangelion opening, Cool Angel's Thesis, which doesn't make it to the top 5, but is something I am still fond of, even though people sing it way too often at conventions. That's right. My honorable mention list.
All right, any other honorable mentions?
Does it have to be an anime series?
Give me a movie.
I like the Totoro song. That was my favorite song.
So my number 5 is actually...
Wait. Any other honorable mentions?
Any other honorable mentions?
Too many to mention in one podcast.
Okay, I have two honorable mentions. I also cheated a bit this week. The opening for Beck and the opening for Hajime no Ippo. Actually, the second opening for Hajime no Ippo. Yes, the first series. I didn't want to put them on my top 5 because that's just cheating because of favoritism. But I do want to mention that.
Okay. So here's my actual number 5 is the Nadesco OAV opening called Gekiganger V, where they actually brought back Sasaki Isao, you know, the guy who sang all of the 70s robot themes, to sing a song for their fake 70s robot show. And so, yeah, it's got a children's chorus, he shouts out the names of all the weapons, and it's entirely silly and very fun.
Now, Man, I totally forgot about choosing that. I was thinking more along the lines of TV. Man, okay. All right, OVA is fine.
All right. Mike, you number five?
My number five is from G Gundam, the opening theme, Flying in the Sky. It's one of those classic karaoke songs that you always hear me sing.
Yeah.
Me and Danny.
It's usually surprising if neither of you sings it.
Yeah, it means that something's gone wrong or something's gone long. Because we like the long ones.
You just wanted to get that tag in there.
I always do.
Oh my god.
I like that song because for those of us that don't know Japanese, we can at least say the English parts.
Which is in the sky.
And shiny finger.
All right, two robot shows. Lita, what do you have for number five then?
I put Rurouni Kenshin.
Which one? The first one.
The Judy and Mary song.
Ooh, yeah. Freckles.
That's when I got into the whole like cute female voice with awesome rock guitar, guitars and things like that. Now I'm not so much into it.
Sung is a huge Judy and Mary fan. You should probably hook up with him.
Oh, I have all their
albums. Oh, we already know.
Yeah. We know. But now they're broken up, I don't listen to them very much anymore. I don't like Yuki by herself.
Oh, they're broken up? I didn't even know.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I don't know anything.
And Yuki, she's solo now?
Yeah, she's solo and she's so bad. No offense.
What happened to the other one?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened to them. Like, they broke up and there was some drama going in there. Like, one loved the other and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I do remember a while back, Sung was telling me about the history. And they had, at that point, only broken up for a few years. So it was quite a while ago.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to be a bit different on my number five. That's the opening for the Read or Die OVA. Actually, I did think about OVAs. What am I talking about?
I like that one.
Read or Die is an all instrumental. I love the even just the look of the opening as well.
It's a damn good song.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
And got overused with the television series. And we're going to stop there. All right. Number four, Mr. Dom.
Number four is the opening for the 8th MS Team Gundam.
Whoa, I love that one. Yeah.
It was one of my first introductions to Gundam. It was my first introduction to Yonekura Chihiro, who I've seen in concert, and she's awesome. It was awesome because there I was, like 13 or 14 years old. It's like robots falling from the sky. Look at them. They're shooting things at each other. This is the best show ever. And then the show itself, you know, kind of took a hiatus for a year or two, but it was a lot of fun. I still like it. And I mean, it's my favorite Gundam song. Which is surprising, given how many Gundam songs have been out there.
Actually, 8th MS Team, they never go into space in that one, right? It's always in the jungle, right?
He starts in space, and then he lands. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
Never
but
goes
then,
back.
Yeah, that's what I love. I like that series the most, because they never go into space.
Because, you know, it actually feels like Gundams are these really big, heavy things.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not just these, like, flying jets, or there's no core fighters involved, are there? I don't remember.
I don't think in 8th MS Team, no.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was one of my favorites, and it still is one of my favorites.
Mr. Mike?
My number four is relatively recent. It's Code Geass, the opening for episode 24 and 25 of season 1. That was when they came back from a long hiatus themselves, and so they had a special opening done by the group Access called Hitomi no Tsubasa, and I just really love that song. I know that people tend to not like the second series, but hey, this was part of the first series, so it's all good, right?
Yeah, I only hear about the name of that show. I haven't watched anime in years. So.
Don't worry about it. Code Geass was an exercise. Well, okay, the second season was an exercise in jumping the shark as many times in one season as possible.
Okay. So for my number four, I think I put Trigun, the guitars that I really liked, the whole intro. It was really cool.
That's another guy.
What was it called? Was it called HT or something?
I don't remember.
The thing is that it's that the guy who did that, his stage name is Char. He's been in
and he played with Tomoyasu Hote.
Yes. That was awesome. Oh,
and
it's
so the thing is that for doing the Trigun soundtrack, he used the pen name HT because he's a Hanshin Tigers fan.
Oh, okay.
So that makes sense why I like it so much.
So there's Char's just all awesome. Sorts of guitar sex going on.
Yeah,
in there.
I love that whole. That was awesome. I don't know if I remember the series so much because I didn't finish watching it, but I remember really liking the opening.
was originally on my honorable mentions list, but I figured someone else would bring it up, so
exactly.
I could say,
well,
hey,
I
Kevin,
didn't think anyone would bring it up.
Hey, Kevin, guess who I've seen in concert live, just jamming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I won this year's bracket. That was last week.
You're a jerk.
I still won this week.
You're a jerk.
Kevin, you're number four?
My number,
Kevin,
four, number four is Big O.
Nice.
There's really no other reason. We've already gone through the Big O song on the show before, but, you know, let's hear a little bit from it again. All right, wasn't that awesome? Okay, Mr. Dom, number three.
I'm sorry, I'm still basking in the fake Freddie Mercury glow. My number three is going back. It's something I actually saw on PBS a lot back in the day.
PBS? They played
Anna. Nova?
KQED played a lot of anime on Sunday nights.
Oh, I used to watch it on KQED as well.
So my number three is Lum's Love Song from Urusei Yatsura.
Oh.
Wow.
Because
old.
It's old.
You're old.
I am old. But it's really fun. It's another thing that you really like to sing at karaoke because it's so silly. And, you know, it's iconic enough that even in modern anime, whenever someone starts singing something, about, you know, a tenth of the time or so, it'll turn into Lum's Love Song.
My number three is the opening to Gao Gaigar Final, and specifically the last episode, Final of Final, which has an orchestral version of the normal hot-blooded opening.
Oh, interesting.
Mike and I went to Japan.
Final of Final?
When Mike and I went to Japan, the first thing we did with my friend Ken was we went to a karaoke hip place, and he fired up that song, and he didn't actually sing any of it.
I fired up the yelling version in Japan, and I made you sing it because I was doing all the shouting parts.
Yeah, that was a little awkward. Ken stared at us and went, "You guys are really Japanese otaku, aren't you?" It's like, thanks. Thanks, man. That means a lot coming from you.
It's okay. You speak English, so it cancels out.
What?
I don't know.
You watch American football.
I do watch American football.
Yeah.
And basketball.
Yeah.
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 And hockey.
Tilt the scale.
You should get into fights at bars.
Okay. No. I would get beaten up.
I don't think so.
We'll take you to the right bars.
Exactly.
You're going to take me to Moby Dick's?
At this point, I'd like to insert an honorable mention because there is that shouting version of a Gao Gaigar Finals opening theme. So sure, I'll put that one in too.
All right, Lita.
Oh, I think I put number three, right?
Yeah.
I put. Oh, okay. This is the ending. I cheated.
No, change it right now.
Change it now.
Can I skip me that? Okay, fine. Fine. I'll skip that one.
Digimon.
The Pokemon one?
Yeah, that was the Pokemon. Pokemon theme song, because I don't know. I like it. Sorry.
Why are you apologizing? You weren't saying
which
it last
one?
Week. Yeah, which one?
I was more
the American one? That counts.
That does count.
French one?
The French one? What?
French one.
I was going to say Nana, but then that was, I didn't like the opening. I liked the ending. So.
Which one was the opening? Was that Glamorous Sky or was that the ending?
Glamorous.
Oh, yeah, the ending's so much better than the
opening. Yeah, no, the ending is Olivia and and those people.
I like Glamorous Guy. It was in Oendan.
Glamorous Guy? I think it came later,
that's
wasn't
Elite
it?
Beat Agents.
No, it was in Oendan.
Yes.
Elite Beat Agents
was a totally different game.
Yeah, but that was going to say Nana. But okay, but since we can't do ending, I'm going to say Pokemon, the American version.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, English.
All right. Probably going to be the only English song.
Too bad we can't do the ending songs, otherwise I'd be all about the poke rap.
Well, there's...
the poke rap!
There's always another time to do that category. Yeah. Anyways, my number three, and I'm kind of surprised that Mr. Mike has not said it yet, is Sakura Taisen, the opening that I think pretty much all of us have known over the years of going to college together and hearing it about a million times.
Oh, a million.
Seriously, when I started hanging out with you, I heard it a million times. That was like only 2 years in.
All right, so that's it.
Yeah, all right.
Number two?
We don't really need to mention it much more. My number two is for a show that I've never actually seen. Isn't that awesome?
Oh. That is awesome.
Okay.
I didn't watch All Attention.
Because the song is Eternal Blaze. It's from Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoha or something.
Oh, that I'm glad show. You didn't see that.
But you have a figurine.
I know.
That's not even me.
Oh, okay.
That's the funny thing is that my roommates have the figurine and they haven't seen the series yet either. They just like the character designs. I like the music. And this is another of those songs that I've seen multiple times live.
Is there a reason why? Is there a bad viewed with story-wise or something?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the story. It's just that a lot of the fandom is pedophiles.
I have a friend who does a voice in that.
Really?
Yeah, Julie. Nice.
All right. But yeah, hi, Julie. So the thing is that the music is really good. If you want to be surprised, I don't know if you'll be that surprised. It's a spin-off of a Sporn game. It was based
that does
on
not
the,
surprise
it was
me.
Based on a character's little sister, and they're like, alternate universe. All right, go.
Whoa. Actually, they've done that before.
Yeah, I believe that one was Triangle Hearts. I can look that up. But anyway, I really love the song. I really love the singer. It's Mizuki Nana. And yeah, I've heard it live, and I've heard a duet version of it. That's incredible.
Duet with who?
With the girl from Ali Project,
oh,
Arika.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a nice duet to see.
Yeah. Anyway.
My number two, and I swear I'm not copying Dom, is from an anime that I have not seen. The anime is Busou Rinkin. And the opening song is Makkana Shikai, which is another one of those burning songs.
Dude, I saw that one live too. It was Fukuyama Yoshiki, the guy who did Basara's singing voice in Macross 7. It was him,
awesome.
His guitar, and the Saitama Super Arena. And everyone was totally into it. The house was just coming down, and this is the thing, is that, you know, you've seen Japanese pop concerts, and you see how everybody's just, like, waving glow sticks and vague rhythm and stuff like that. People were just jumping and shouting and cheering, and it was great. It felt like a real rock concert for a
what?
Little while.
That's normal.
I know.
Little while.
For a little while, it felt normal. And then he went off of the stage, and then Macross music came on, which was also awesome, but then it went back to the glow stick waving.
Oh, I don't think I'll enjoy a concert in Japan if that's all it is, because I can't really...
Well,
that's
you need to
the
go
pop
to
stuff.
Underground thrash concerts.
Exactly.
Underground thrash concerts or rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like when we saw like...
We've been to an underground rock concert, and it was mild.
Oh.
I didn't get to go because I was sick.
It was just a regular kind of rock sound. They were not like metal.
I wanted to see these punk bands, but they were in Tokyo. We were in Kyoto, and I was sad. I was like, "Oh, you guys were awesome."
Kyoto really doesn't have much of a concert scene.
No, it doesn't.
I gotta ask you, Mike. Is your number one also a burning song?
No.
Oh. Okay, we'll get to that pretty soon.
Okay, Mike.
Miss Alita, number two, please.
I put Last Exile because I like the sound.
I forgot what that
I never watched it either,
like.
By the way.
Is
I
that one
watched...
of those ones where it's just like really nice instrumentals
symphony?
And then
yeah.
Some weird woman
it's
going,
yeah, that's it.
Is that Seesaw?
Yeah. No, it's not
no,
Seesaw.
No, it's not Seesaw.
I know it's like Cloud Symphony or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does have the weird woman
yeah,
song,
okay,
right?
Okay. But I like I like the instruments. If she took out the vocals, then that would be fine too. I couldn't care for them, but whatever. It was one of those animes I never seen. I should, but I never at the time. I could not steal it.
Have you
How are you doing, Dominique? I'm doing great, Kennedy Pong. We are providing a wonderful accompaniment to your music right now.
Oh my god.
Mike, you had a comment?
Oh, I was just wondering if, Kevin, you're number two. Have you seen that one?
I have.
Oh,
oh for sure.
Broke the
combo breaker.
For sure, I've seen number two. It's the opening for Super Dimensional Fortress Macross.
Yeah. That's another fun one.
We're going to be talking about that subject sometime later on, so we can definitely get to it. Mr. Dom, what's number one? And this is definitive. It goes down.
This is definitive. It's been on paper.
Oh, okay.
It's the opening to Lupin the Third. The traditional one. The one that is all jazzy.
Yeah, I like that too.
It is classic. It is wonderful.
It's easy to dance to.
They have a Tokyo Ska Paradise did a version of it. And that one's pretty fun, actually.
Who's Tokyo Ska Paradise?
They're exactly what you think they would sound like.
Ska and Paradise?
Well, they're a ska
from Tokyo.
From Tokyo.
Oh my god, we need to go see these people.
So the thing is that this song actually gives me more good memories than the James Bond theme. I like this a lot more than the James Bond theme. I have seen more movies that I associate with, you know, good times with this theme than I have seen with good James Bond movies, in my opinion, you know. And so whenever I hear it, I'm just happier for it.
My number one is Sakura Taisen.
Surprise!
The motion picture, where the opening theme is Kiseki no Kane. It's the Christmas song, and it is a...
Oh, I love that. That song's really good.
Yes, it is.
And it's a variant arrangement, which is really, really quite beautiful. And I really, really love that.
I'm the only person that haven't heard it.
You probably don't want to have seen the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
But the song's really good.
Yeah. The song is good.
The music is wonderful. It's okay. Tanaka Kohei. And yeah, there's...
Tanaka Kohei, has at least three songs on your list, right?
Probably.
Is it like instrumental?
Well, okay, so...
No. It's not... It's the entire cast singing it still, too, right?
Yeah,
like, all nine of them?
It's all cast, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, all nine? I thought it was eight.
Well, there's that American chick.
There's eight. Ratchet isn't part of that yet.
Oh, okay.
And now that I think about it, I think Kaede is not on stage.
Okay.
Because it is the Hanagumi specifically. So it's eight. The eight singers.
Okay, so my number one is also jazzy. It's the Cowboy Bebop theme.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Very nice.
Yoko Kanno is also a genius.
Yes, she is.
Although she flopped for... Oh, I can't remember. There were a couple of them recently where I've listened to her soundtracks and went, this is kind of bad.
Well, I stopped at her peak, so... Not me.
Peaked, huh?
I guess she did. She kind of crap right now.
Like, almost 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, she did the Macross Frontier soundtrack, and a lot of that is good, but all of it. Like, when you get to the instrumental stuff, you go, oh, this is kind of eh. But a lot of the vocal... most of the vocal stuff's pretty good for the Macross Frontier.
Cool.
Yeah, I have those albums. I haven't listened to them yet. Just like a lot of albums, so you can't blame me for
that. To hear Imo a lot and hate it and learn to hate it. Because there are like seven versions of it.
Does she do that Ghost in the Shell thing where there is like this techno music and some woman going, oh!
That the hauntingly beautiful
Seesaw.
Woman.
Is that Seesaw? Actually, no. You should blame Hans Zimmer for Gladiator.
Oh,
evil Hans Zimmer! I'm gonna kill that man. So evil.
That changed movie scores too.
Well, also they did that in Metal Gear Solid, the first one.
It
right?
changed
Didn't they?
Everything.
It had like the Welsh
for the
thing.
Words.
Yeah.
For Metal Gear.
Wasn't that Greg Williamson or something?
No, Harry Gregson Williams stepped in for the second game in Onward.
Oh, okay.
So the first one with the song where he's under, where he's you know still swimming towards the base, and it goes. That's still also Japanese.
Bloom on the battlefield?
No.
Bloom. Let's play. Bloom.
We can make love next gen by adding more bloom.
More brown. And a casino level, please.
All right, Kevin.
It's sepia, not brown. Sepia.
Oh, sepia. I'm sorry.
All right, Kevin, you're number one.
My number one, and I picked this mainly because it's pretty much like, well, at least for like three of us, it was kind of a theme song to like a couple years that we were all hanging out in college, and it's the opening to Full Metal Panic. Which was the song that when we were in the anime club, we decided one year to actually start doing the photo montage things at the end. It was the song that we used for it. And it was still like the song that always held up the most in terms of just like, for me, memories of college and just growing up in general. So that's why I pick it as number one. It's also a good song.
It's a good song.
Just because of nostalgia.
Yeah. Although the later Full Metal Panic openings, they start sounding the same after a while.
Yes, exactly. They said, let's do the same thing again. Change a few notes.
Yeah.
All right. So that is our list of top five anime opening songs. And if you have any suggestions about other different lists that you would like to hear from us, you can send us an email at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with your suggestions that you've sent to us.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I'm bored.
Me too.
Hey, wait. What's that at the door? Vlaso pickle jelly beans. I love these things. They go great with anything. Hamburgers. Hot dogs. Hamburgers. Other pickle-flavored jelly beans. They make a great finish to any meal. And remember, if you don't hear the crunch, it's not a Vlaso jelly bean.
Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and scrofula. Do not operate heavy machinery after consuming Vlaso jelly beans.
All right, we're back.
All right, let's go straight into this mailbag. So you guys got all those notes up, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, who wants to start off with the first one?
I'll start with Luke Wren, who says, hello again, men and women of the S-Words team.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy
Very
words.
Very polite.
Team.
Big words. Me not understand. A few suggestions.
Suggestions.
For the podcasts.
Podcasts.
Be they standalones, topics, or scraps. Include Sleeping Beauty and Snow White.
Oh, Mike, what do you think?
I'll allow it.
Would we wrap those into, you know...
No, those will go into separate things. I guess that will be going into Disney princesses.
Oh,
Mike is very excited for that topic.
Mike, are you secretly a Disney princess fan? Do you have...
Secretly? No. Openly? Well, yeah.
you own all that pink stuff?
Not all of it, no.
The only thing I've ever bought of the Disney princesses thing is that really disgusting looking hot chocolate.
Oh,
that's the stuff
awesome,
that's bright blue
and purple and pink. Very popular.
Do they?
Yes. The only thing I've ever bought of the Disney princesses stuff was the lollipops that are like they're like flower shaped, and then they wrap them in a bouquet.
The only thing I bought of the Disney princesses stuff is everything. When I was 10, I wore a dress. I don't know which princess I was.
What color was the dress?
Oh, I think it was it was yellow, so I was probably Belle.
You were Belle.
Belle then, yeah. All right. Other ones include. Stephen King.
Stephen King, I'll approve that. I definitely want to go. Well, actually, how much do we know about Stephen King?
He wrote The Shawshank Redemption. He wrote the short story that was The Shawshank Redemption was based on.
Yeah.
I had to watch The Stand as a kid.
Well, we're going to watch The Shining, and that's what his book.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I've never read The Dark Tower.
Neither have I, actually.
Neither have I either.
Okay, I'll get to that. When I have finished reading The Dark Tower 7 years later, then we'll go to Stephen King.
Is it sad that the most I know about the Dark Tower comes from reading Dr. McNinja?
I don't know what that is.
Dr. McNinja is awesome and you should read it.
Okay.
Is it a webcomic?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's done comic book style, so they're like 16 pages at a time. You can just read it issue by issue.
Nice.
Cool.
And so the thing is, what I do with Dr. McNinja is for a month at a time, I will stop reading it.
Yes.
And
then I'll just ignore it for a while.
And then
come
I'll
come back and then read the issue.
Yeah, and so I will ask my roommates, like, hey, is the latest issue of Dr. McNinja done yet? He's like, nope. Oh, never mind then. Is it done yet? Nope. Is it done yet? Yes. Okay, then.
Now we can go see it.
Yeah. All right, and SmackDown.
I don't know anything about wrestling. Do you? I know you guys know a lot about wrestling.
I know.
Get Danny over here and we can do a show.
Hey, Danny, come talk to us about wrestling right now. Yes. Well,
wrestling, yes.
Wrestling. Do you know enough to do a whole show? He does. All right. We're going to be doing a whole show on that.
All right.
Oh, man. I wonder how I'm going to edit this together.
If you're open to pin suggestions, I have a few I would not mind wearing or decorating my bag with.
Ooh, what the fuh?
Yes, what the fuh?
That'd be pretty easy to put together.
Yeah, the fine Vietnamese noodles on wheels.
Ooh, I'm Spartacus.
Lita, look at what you've created.
What?
There's I'm Spartacus. There's Damn You Sexy Amy.
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't think Amy would be appreciative of that.
Did you say Damn You Sexy Amy in the show? Was I there?
It was for the Simpsons one.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
It's like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Four is for forget.
I've only said that once.
Yeah. There's never touch the table.
No,
I've said that multiple times.
That's a good
Sometimes
one.
You guys haven't even heard me say it on the show.
He cuts out a lot of them.
And then there is I don't use a stylus.
What about Tom's touching game?
That's a little creepy. Well, that's already been brought up, so it doesn't need to be a suggestion, Lita.
Oh, Dom, address this next thing.
I also have a few questions. What's the problem with suggestions of Super and Sheen when your topic title for Wolverine is a sound effect?
Well,
ooh,
well, because Snicked is pretty much a sound effect that can only apply to Wolverine.
It's like if I say Bamf, what do you guys think of?
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I know it's Nightcrawler.
And so, meanwhile, if you just say Pow,
that's anybody.
That's pretty much anybody, you know? Or if it's the sound effect of just like,
rat-a-tat-a-tat.
Yeah, if you just go rat-a-tat-a-tat, that's not
that's
really iconic.
Biff.
Rat-a-tat is an awesome
name. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, Zap. Biff, Pow specifically, that's Batman.
In that order.
Wait, what is it? Bing?
Biff and Pow. Anyway, so the thing is that Super is just something that you can put in front of anything.
Well, I mean, here's the thing I'm going to say is that Shin Megami Tensei we put in because it does have S for Shin.
Yeah, that's true.
Every once in a while, we will make an exception. In the idea of like something like Shin Getter Robo, well, there is Getter Robo, and Shin is really just to be a new version of that.
Yeah.
So it's not really its name-ish. We flip a coin. Anyways.
Yeah, it's basically favoritism at this point.
Exactly. Yes.
It says, are you open to fan submissions for pin designs? I think I'm just going to be making them. It's too much work if I have to collect the designs. And
well,
I have to say, I don't like yours.
I don't know if we want a contest out of that.
No contests. No, not yet.
Not yet.
I think contests should be fine. You just do it the way Marvel does. No prizes.
No prizes.
Congratulations. No prizes on its way.
All right. So then how many people listen to the podcast?
About 500.
I'm eager to work out how many Aussie listeners you have.
About 12% of that.
12% now?
Wow.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of UK. Sorry. Aussie, you guys are still like 5%.
Come on, you guys.
You guys write a lot.
You guys need to beat the UK people.
The UK people just need to get put in prison so then they become Australian.
We're going offensive territory there.
Why are you costing us Australian?
Well, why are you trying to push
I'm
them
sure
away?
They're going to laugh just as hard as the British are. Either that or I'm going to have a bunch of people with spoons showing up at my door.
Okay, now that we're down to 400 listeners.
The Aussies are going to beat you up one day. They're going to come and find you.
Oh, don't worry. I'll placate them. Hey, where's your map of Tasmania?
Oh,
all right, let's go on to Sanjo. Says another Australian.
Well, you know how to offend
someone
him.
Quick, give me a high five. I just did it right now. Anyways, moving on quicker, I have a suggestion for a special podcast. Could you do one about S word? What? a recap of all the best bits from your semi-awesome singing, two touching games, Sonic, and well, all of Street Fighter. Maybe later. Also,
maybe
seasons.
Lazy.
Maybe one day.
One holiday
we'll do,
special.
Maybe
an
we'll do a
type show.
Not an anniversary. We have a plan for the anniversary
yes,
show.
Yes, we have a very strong plan.
Well, I mean, like, you know, episode 100.
Oh,
but we can,
oh
it's the
okay.
recap episode.
We can do you can do a clip show of just us singing.
Yeah.
A clip show.
I think that'll be like
we
vacation.
5 minutes.
When we go on Christmas and you're like, we can't meet up anymore.
All right, he also says, also seasons, your favorite anime seasons. Well,
seasons.
a little too broad there.
Yeah, well, not or, broad, it's just that a matter of how many people remember what aired during what season.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
2007. Things. Okay, I'm done. What?
Yeah.
He says, also, sarcasm, Superman, and special stuff. I think Superman's on our list. I don't know about the other two.
Sarcasm can be on
Sarcasm comes with every show.
Yeah, actually, we can do a specific scraps about it, I guess.
Wait, when do you mean that we ever use sarcasm on our show?
Yeah, we never use sarcasm.
Yeah, and we could also put it in our scraps.
Yeah.
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 Lita, why don't you read us the next email?
Of Simon? Of who is it?
Mr. Simon. Belmont.
What? Oh, Simon. Okay. So, he says, since you shot down Gin Getter, how about I ask for something more generic? Super robots? What does that even...
We just talked about the whole super thing.
No.
Well, Super Robot is...
Super Robot Wars?
Yeah, Super Robot Wars.
He's referring
Wars.
To a genre.
Yeah, Super Robots
because
is
Super
specifically,
Robots is,
you know,
way different from Robot.
Yeah, Super Robots specifically have... I think they're required to be at least, like, 5 stories tall or 3 stories.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Is that an... I guess we
just
could...
needs burning.
Is that too general, though? I don't
well,
know.
We can do it about Super Robot Wars sometime, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll spin off to Super Robots. Don't worry about it.
All right, let's see what else is on
okay,
there.
Okay, so other ideas, spam, I guess, referring to Monty Python or something.
Or
like
the
that.
Food.
Who wants to talk about spam?
The
food.
Hawaiians?
We can increase our Hawaiian listenership.
Yeah.
And Koreans. I love spam, but Kevin hates it for some reason. What's wrong
all right,
with
all right, all right. Moving on.
Shredder. For Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's a little stretchy.
Sexy Beam.
Which is not from Disgaea, sir. Sexy Beam came
from
the Morning Musume.
We need some here.
So, the next thing is Saturday morning cartoons, which I would love to do.
Yeah, I would love to do Saturday
I would love
morning cartoons.
To do Saturday morning cartoons. Cool. We would have people beating down our door to try and be guests 3 and 4
know,
on that one.
Seriously.
All right, and so at the end he says, so super robots, don't make me sad. Well, we didn't make you sad. Okay.
We can do an entire one about sad robots.
What?
Sad is an S
word. Well, Johnny Five.
Johnny Five's pretty sad. Wally was
Wally.
Sad for a while.
Aww.
R2-D2 was quite
the
sad.
The kid in AI.
This is just pretty much robots that become sad eventually somewhere.
All right, Mike, let's have you read one. Let's have you read the one from Carl.
First, I would like to say I really enjoy the podcast. Really enjoyed the episodes on The Simpsons and the Super Bowl. Having managed to get tickets to the international game in London, I'm wondering how you feel about taking the league out to other countries.
I don't mind.
I don't mind either.
I think they mind.
The players definitely mind because, I mean, football is already the most strenuous sport on the body. If you've ever seen what happens to these players after they retire, it's terrible. And so the whole matter of going on an international flight, playing one of the most brutal games on earth, other than like rugby, I guess, and...
Rugby, where you don't get the padding.
Yeah. And then coming back is just terrible on their bodies. They don't get enough rest and things like that. Yeah. I mean, it was okay when there was a game in Mexico, you know? But going across the ocean and playing your quote-unquote home game in England, you know?
Yeah, that feels like a ripoff.
Yeah.
And also, they don't age very well, too. A lot of the...
They age terribly.
I feel bad for them.
By the time these people are 30, their knees are like 80, yeah. And so the travel just makes it worse. Because they already only have like they're only given about 2 days to heal.
And then
they go right back to practicing. And then they beat against each other.
Yeah, but wrestling is their life. You're talking about football. The Spider-Man episode gave me some insight into the whole comic culture, which is difficult to get into in a country with few comic shops. That's a good point. Also, good work on managing to convince me to stay away from The Legend of Chun-Li. Sorry, I mentioned the movie, which should not be mentioned.
Don't worry. I'm mostly over it. I've been seeing Counselor. I've mostly repressed this memory. Although every time I see a spider web and an egg roll sometimes, I have flashbacks. It's bad.
Thought I'd suggest a few S-word ideas I have had, but I don't mind if they end up in the scraps pile, as there's always still a chance they will turn up. So first on his suggestion list is spam to tie in with Monty Python. This seems to keep coming up.
I would love to do spam to tie into Monty Python. I don't know so much about talking about the actual spam.
No.
There's so many other good S-words to
tie in Monty
Python. Yeah, exactly.
You know, Monty Python, like swallow.
Swallow.
What do you mean? African swallow.
Well, which swallow are we talking about?
Unladen swallow.
The next suggestion is Sam Raimi.
I would love to talk about Sam Raimi.
Yes, I would love to talk about Sam Raimi.
Subject right there.
That is a good subject. Although I spend my entire time talking about Sam Raimi plus Bruce Campbell. The best marriage in Hollywood. And the longest lasting marriage in Hollywood, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Better than Philium H. Muffman?
And last suggestion is Salmon Max, the games and the cartoon.
And I would love to talk about too. That as well.
Well, you have good questions.
Oh, 3 for 3.
I don't necessarily have much to say about Salmon Max other than what I vaguely remember.
Well, we could talk about the Lucas film.
Well, you know? Yeah, I know mostly only the games.
Yeah, I mostly know the original game. And then little bit of the cartoon. Are they?
They're good.
From, what is it, Traveler's
Tales?
Telltale.
Yeah. No.
Traveler's
One of them.
One of those
One of them.
Two.
Yeah.
TT. All right, Mike.
And because of the musical moments that frequently pop up, Spawn the Musical.
Oh, wow.
We're working on it. Talk to us in a year.
Keep up the great work. Your podcast makes my days at work all the more tolerable. Carl, from a little village near Bath, England.
England!
Wow. Hey, at least we know that our listeners take baths, unlike the most of the internet.
I don't know, do you take baths, Dom?
Well, Carl, what do you think about going to prison and becoming an Australian?
Carl's awesome. He's one of the better, he's really cool. I like his
crushes. Here's one from Nitrous. Here's Shinji Mikami, the creator of Resident Evil.
Well, we're going to be talking about Resident Evil anyways with,
Stars?
Survival Horror.
Survival Horror, that's right.
Although,
Stars.
I guess having our own Resident Evil topic would be a lot better, because then we're going to just talk about Resident Evil and talk about a little bit of Silent Hill and nothing else.
I really like Silent Hill. I would talk about that more than Resident Evil. Anyway.
That's why we got to separate them out.
Yeah, I guess so. Thankfully, they both start with S, like most words in the English language.
I'm glad we picked that letter.
Thanks, Celebrity Jeopardy. All right, here comes one for...
finish up his...
All right. Also, yay for all the Aussies listening to S-Words. Let's get more than 4%.
5%.
Good going.
Now it's 5%. Good work.
Good work, Australia. Australia.
He laughed a lot about the map of Tasmania question. Yeah, thanks, jerks.
All right, this next one comes from Laura, who says, Hey, Prawn King, Kevin, and the guest hosts.
Who's Prawn King?
That's me.
Oh.
Yeah.
First off, West Virginia represent.
It's all like right. Its own country.
Now, on to business. I really enjoy the podcast, listening to all your views on the world. It's always entertaining when stuck in a house of heavy conservatives. Well, we also are from Berkeley.
Yeah, so we're kind of biased there, but I feel sorry that you had to live there.
Anyways, I also learned more about Spider-Man, a topic very important, in a book I read about soon after the podcast. My brother, who is 22, watched The Simpsons, in case you were looking for more people who still watch that. Anyways, the suggestions are Regina Spektor. I love Regina Spektor
so
a lot.
Awesome.
It would have to be a scrap, though.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But she's really
amazing.
Good. You should listen to her stuff.
Anyways, I will go to a concert with you, Laura.
Yes, you have very good taste in
very
music.
Very good taste in music.
Anyways, that 70s show, I would actually be able to do a show on that if it lasts by 25 minutes.
Yeah, let's put that as a scrap.
Okay, we're going to put that off as a scrap. Yeah. Sea kayaking.
We
since
have experience in that.
Since cool. All of you live in California, I thought you might have tried it, but I don't know. Actually, Lita and I have gone sea kayaking.
I've only gone river kayaking.
Yeah, but it's really awesome. Well, we'll talk about it.
I don't know if sea kayaking counts either.
No.
Okay, anyways, school is going to be discussed later on. We're doing something around middle of summer. We're doing summer vacation, I guess. And then I think in September, doing back to school. Shooting games. Shooters?
Or shmups.
Like first-person shooters, shmups.
We need you to be more specific because we're going to cover most of these.
I think a lot of shooting games are going... Shooting game genres are going to be covered.
Kind of shooter? First-person shooter?
Ooh, gun shooters.
I like gun shooters.
Light gun shooters are fun.
Yeah.
All right. And Slash. So
wait, the member of Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver. I think Sung would love to be in that show.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
So we will consider that one as well. She says, please keep up the good work and hooray for the S-Words team, Laura from Stupid Town, West Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stupid Town. You should move up and come to Berkeley. You'll fit in.
Or move to, what is it, Blue Balls, Pennsylvania?
Blue Balls.
Moving on.
Steve from Maryland says, hey guys and gals, I listened to the first theme list. I'm surprised the X-Men theme from the 90s didn't go on anyone's list or even an honorable mention.
I like remember. It. I don't know if I'm going to spend
time. I wouldn't
time
call it influential
it.
Or it didn't stick in my head. He was surprised that Futurama wasn't mentioned.
Oh, well,
I like the show. The opening is like it's fine.
Yeah.
did Elfman write that one?
No.
He's surprised there isn't a scraps mention for Steve Carell or even a podcast planned for him.
Steve Carell's on the list now.
He's on the list. We just have to wait for him to come out with a movie that we can watch.
Bird.
Well, come on. What are his last few movies? There was
Evan Almighty
and Get Smart, and what else was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Office.
The Office, the movie, right? A few other tidbits. Let's see. I've heard you mention Miho a few times. Don't have any idea who that is. If you could explain who Miho is, I would appreciate it.
She is Danny's wife. Moving on.
And she's Japanese. I guess you can figure.
She just gave us a thumbs up.
And all right. She likes Yaoi. I don't know.
I would another thumb up.
I would like to mention that this was the first podcast I've ever listened to since I just recently got an iPhone. It was under the impression that you need an iPod or an iPhone to listen to podcasts. Huh. Oh, I enjoy cool. listening to these podcasts, especially Spider-Man, Simpsons, and the one with the Tetris music.
Oh, by the way, since you have an iPhone, you should listen to Kevin's Adcast. Shameless plug.
No, he sent us an email already.
Oh, he did? Oh, he listens already? Okay, never mind.
I had never heard the original Spider-Man music myself growing up with the 90s Spider-Man music, which was kind of terrible now that we look back on it, huh?
Yeah, it's all fine.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Radioactive Spider-Man.
I know, I hated that theme song, too. It was really bad.
That's what you get for having a podcast with us old people. You get the originals.
Yay.
I thought that when you all sang it in the beginning, you all made it up. I didn't realize it was an actual song. Now I believe it's superior to the 90s music. Well, thank you.
We did write that. And then they went back in time.
Let's see here. He wants to... I love music and would like to know what everyone's top five soundtracks are.
Ooh, we'll talk about that in a future show.
Either we'll need to separate out game soundtracks and movie soundtracks.
Yes, we will.
Let's do that. All right. I'd like to make another suggestion that you all either do a podcast or a scraps on Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Huh. I like him, but
Aerosmith is fine. I'd like to talk about Revolution X, but that's about
scraps.
All right, you'll go in scraps, Steven Tyler.
In conclusion, I would like to mention that I have done only one search for Dom's Touching Games to find the podcast, not the 40-some that you all mentioned.
Thank you for being honest.
All right, Kevin.
All right, Robert writes in, hello everyone at the S Words. I wanted to write regarding stuff segment number 7 and the TV show openings themes, mainly MASH TV versus the movie. Yes, the song for the movie is Suicide is Painless, written by either the director's or the producer's son, who was like 15 at the time. The song was written for a dentist whose name was Painless because he thought he was turning gay because he couldn't become aroused anymore, so he wanted to die.
What?
Anyways, the TV version of the song is arranged differently and I believe in different key without the words. So Dom... you're actually correct. There are no words in the TV version of the MASH theme.
Vindication! I'm not a moron!
Yay!
So be sure to let Alex know all about it.
Give my nerd points back.
Yeah.
I don't think I took them from you.
Oh, you didn't. That's right.
We took them away from something else.
It's a good thing I didn't.
Yeah.
Less work for me.
Roblito writes, hey guys and gals, love the show. Keep it up, but you guys need a Rocky Horror Picture Show. So my S word is science fiction double feature.
That's stretching.
If that doesn't work, then Jim Sharman was the director and Susan Sarandon was in it. Think of the awesomeness with this movie.
We can put it in a Susan Sarandon scraps, maybe.
Yeah.
I would love to talk about this movie.
Me too.
I would too.
Especially for all the songs. It wouldn't really be talking about the movie.
This was also part of my sister's education program to try to turn me into a transvestite. Did you know that? Did I ever tell you about that?
Moving on.
With Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and Rocky
Horror.
Was your
name going to be Dominique?
No. She just wanted to borrow my dresses.
What?
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
A great way to talk about Frankenstein, including Young Frankenstein, the original, and the one with Robert De Niro, would be Mary Shelley.
Robert Shelley?
Robert Shelley.
Mary Shelley would be a good topic.
Yeah, I think we can go into that sometime later on.
Yeah.
And even if it's only scraps, a suggestion for Makoto Shinkai.
I don't know how much I can talk about him. Anyways, he's the guy that did Voices of a Distant Star and She and Her Cat, the classic She and Her Cat.
It would be of scraps, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Lita, you said that you have
A lot of my classmates in Japanese class really, really like him. And I've never seen anything he made, though, so I can't really say.
Voices of a Distant Star is pretty decent, especially given that it was a two-person effort and the other person basically just provided voice.
Justin writes, hello, S-Words and Pawncast?
Pwncast.
Pwncast?
Apparently we're not a podcast anymore, we're a Pwncast.
Nice. I have a couple suggestions. Swords, Why do you keep mentioning swords?
Well, Seba. Really? You think it's not the first thing that comes up to your mind?
Seba.
Seba?
I don't know, really. With the bloody ash.
Soul Nomad and the World Eaters?
Soul Nomad was a game. None of us really played it, though.
Yeah. Seven, the number. I could do the... Not even the movie.
We could probably talk about the movie for an hour, though.
I could talk about the movie.
Yeah. Movie.
This number itself, we would be going like,
3 plus 7. 4. 5 plus 2?
Square root of 49.
It's crap. I don't know.
Number of deadly sins?
Yeah, that's true.
Number we can talk about deadly sins.
We can talk about how the dwarves match up to the deadly sins.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Been mentioned and definitely going on the list.
Star Fantasy?
Fantasy Star.
We've mentioned it. That's
It's Sega.
It is. It went under Sega. I mean,
you can't.
Okay. Really, and what about S League?
S4 League.
What is that?
S4 is an online game that Ian plays, actually. It is basically a combination of football and like a first-person shooter. Well, sorry, a third-person action shooter.
Interesting.
Is it free?
It's free.
We want to check
this out. There's microtransactions.
I'm going to try it. That's okay, and Scott Ramosmer.
Ramsumir. Something like that. Author of VG Cats.
VG Cats.
Well, my roommates could talk a lot about Scott Ramsumir. We could bring them in
without him, right?
For scraps.
Can we get him in here?
I met him. Nice man.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, he was there. Ian was there, and he introduced us. So.
Oh, cool.
That was pretty cool.
Ian has all the hooks.
Anyways, he also says he's from California. All
right. Hey, represent.
Dom, can you bring us the next one? Because it's really confusing to me.
This is another Suzumiya Haruhi fan who wants you to bring Suzumiya Haruhi out of the scraps pile.
Ooh.
Taking the name Nagato Yuki and using the Yuki.N prompt from the show and the novels. This person says,
I suggest that you publish a podcast solely devoted to discussing Suzumiya Haruhi. Such a high profile publication may cause a large amount of collectible data to be released. That would be favorable. P.S. Your podcast provides a useful source of information. I want to see it continue. Perhaps Dom could lend me some of his games.
Wow. That's,
what? What is this?
That's a reference to the Haruhi-chan manga where this character plays porn games at night.
What?
Yeah.
For educational purposes?
No, because she's an otaku in that version.
Oh.
But it's kind of hilarious. But anyway, thanks.
Kind of clever.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Who put the question mark there? You know he'll read anything that's written on the teleprompter. Come on, people.
We're still thinking about it. Anyways, Lucas says, hey, everyone, I love your podcast. It just makes me smile like a crazy person. I want to clarify something from stuff number 7. Sumie, also written Sumie in English, is the art of Japanese ink painting.
Ooh.
Oh, sumi meaning ink and a meaning picture.
Yep.
So it literally means ink picture.
Eh.
You can talk about it for 5 minutes.
No, I can't. We can't even talk about it for 5 minutes.
Sure you can, because that style was used for the intro to Street Fighter 4.
Oh.
That would be the only
opportunity to bring back Street Fighter.
That would be us going
indestructible.
And then that would pretty much be the end of it.
All right, so then it's going on the scraps list.
Okay.
And he says, thanks, Toucan NYC, pronounced Toucan NYC, like the bird and New York City. Please don't read the below on air. Okay, I'm not gonna. But to answer your question, my name is Kevin, not that guy. Anyways, going on to the next one from Michael.
Okay, let's have Mike read the Michael one then.
All right, Mike, you want to read your own email?
Because this is obviously from you.
Michael writes, hey, all, going to start by saying that this is not actually an S-word suggestion, but just a question. You've mentioned bar trivia a number of times, and a great deal of the hosts seem to have a great deal of random crap in their heads.
It's called a brain!
Yes!
So I'm curious, have any of you tried to put that knowledge to the test? Any of you tried some bigger kind of competition?
You mean like Jeopardy?
Like Trivial Pursuit competitions or Jeopardy.
Gee, wow. Jeopardy. I guess I would do
I once drove a guy to go be on Jeopardy.
Wow, I was in the audience for Jeopardy.
What's his name?
Once.
What's his name?
I can't remember. I remember that day.
He had a lot of crap in his head.
I know.
Yeah.
He was studying for that too.
I remember I DVR'd that episode.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it is.
All three parts.
Well, I've yet to get on Jeopardy. I know that there are some big tournaments for Trivial Pursuit at one point, one of which my parents went to, losing only to a couple from Mensa, to give you an idea of the scale of some of the competitors.
Mensa is an organization for people who were stuck up.
Oh,
it's true.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway.
All right, so long, signed Michael. P.S. I'm in Syracuse, New York.
Nice.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Dom's been on Jeopardy before, and so that answers the question.
It was unfair. Unfair what happened.
There were no sports questions.
I know, what is that?
I was there for the recording, and they record five shows at a time, and the two shows before Dom's had sports categories, the two after Dom's had sports categories. The one Dom had this really confusing category that made no sense.
And it was basically pictures of their Clue crew in various places of the world saying, where am I?
Clue Crew sucks, by the way. Anyways, going off to Steve from Texas.
Thanks for having my back there, Kevin.
Well, it seems like it's a lot more random than...
Well, it is random. That's the point.
Lame. Anyways.
All right. Anyway, Steve from Texas writes in. He has a whole list of things for us. He has Orson Scott Card, Space Marines, Shinigami, San Francisco, Seattle, Slayers, Silent Mobius, Sharpshooting, Stephen King, Stravinsky, Suckers, Samurai X, Shinobi, Sex, Soy Sauce, Swing Dance, Sore Loser, Sprocket Surfing, Sakura Khan. What? South Korea, Southern California, a whole bunch of things I don't understand. Sauron, from Lord of the Rings, and Soda, Sweeney Todd, Shinobu? No. Sarah's, what? No. Sugar, Strings, Saints Day? Sewing, S, the letter. Dom, he says to use your English degree for that one. Soul Calibur, and Singles Awareness Day. That's St. Valentine's Day, by the way. And when you do Shoujo Comics, bring Fred in. Well, Mr. Flintstone is really busy, so I cannot, guarantee he'll show up. Anyways, PSS, this is his brother. Fred's brother? Barney? Anyways, I'm going on to the next email.
Barney's his neighbor, not his brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nerd points down. Minus 15.
I'm sorry. Bam Bam.
Bam Bam's Bam his son.
I know.
Bam Bam is the neighbor's son.
Bam Bam is the neighbor's son. Yeah. You're right.
They had a daughter, Pebbles.
Pebbles has this, their daughter.
All right. First off, the last one, Lita.
First off, awesome podcast. It makes my workday tolerable. So are you going to do an interview with the governor? Awesome. I know. I'm excited, too. You'll have to ask him what his thoughts are on the Arnold Schwarzenegger metal cover band, Australian Death Machine. Austrian Death Machine. Sorry. I didn't mean to, categorize him.
An Australian Death Machine metal band should have a song called I Want to See Your Map of Tasmania.
You guys should form one out there with songs like Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers. Anyways, moving on. Here's his suggestions. Stephen King, Spielberg cartoons, Supernatural, Shatner, Spies, Siestas. You do it.
Okay, fine. And he has a few scraps for us, of which the one I've noted is Shel Silverstein.
Yes.
I think we'll definitely be doing that one. So he says,
that brings me back.
That's all my insomnia-addled brain can conjure at the moment. Hopefully some resonate with you folks. And they did, so thank you, David, from Portland, Oregon. I think that wraps up the mailbag. Oh. For those of you in Sweden right now, I have a request from you. So definitely write in to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. If you can acquire for me the Blu-ray edition of Let the Right One In, because as you know, the U.S. release doesn't have the proper subtitles, and that really bothers me a lot. So let's get in touch. Remember, email
you.
Us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com.
We'll love you for life. We'll give you a Dom touching game.
What? I'll send them one. Anyways, check us out online at www.s-words-podcast.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. Who uses that, Dom?
Me.
Okay. And finally, let's go straight into the quote sound off. Mr. Dom, please start us off.
That's not a knife. That's a spoon.
Only who can prevent forest fires? You have selected you, referring to me. That is incorrect. The correct answer is you.
Hikari ni nare!
All right, Kevin, you're number five.
My number four.
Your number four?
Yeah,
we did number fives. You did number... No, you
we
didn't
are on round
five.
Four.
You didn't do number five yet.
I did. It was Read or Die.
Oh, it was Read or Die.
Duh.
I'm a moron. I can't get this out.
You did this exactly last week, too. On the same numbers, I think.